heard here across America and around the world. Let your friends know. Let your business associates know. People in foreign countries, let them know. Email them. And would you consider, seriously consider, becoming a partner with us day after day? We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's keep the faith once presented to the saints.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for this next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because our regularly scheduled guest called suddenly to say that it was his anniversary, and his wife was threatening to leave him if he took the day off, so we didn't have time to get another guest. So it's going to be open lines, and I'd like you to give us a call. You know, this is Veterans Day. We call it Veterans Day. It used to be Armistice Day. It celebrated the end of the Great War, the First World War, World War I, the war to make the world safe for democracy, the war to end all wars. It was a wonderful, wonderful idea. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have no more wars? And, of course, the whole idea of World War I, although the average individual in America was never allowed to know, but it was all about this idea of creating a one-world government, a one-world religion, and installing the one-world leader. And there were organizations working behind the scenes, both in England and certainly in Russia and here in the United States. And that was the real reason for the war. It really didn't make any sense, and we're writing a series of articles. My weekly newsletter is covering the background, the real cause of World War I, which nobody's ever going to tell you. But what we're going to tell you, and in my couple of articles there on the secret cabal, why we're developing the idea, what was the real reason for World War I? Well, if you're out there in the audience, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, it's open lines. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I thought maybe I'd start out with a poem. It was written by an orthopedic surgeon. As you know, I was an orthopedic surgeon for many years. But the orthopedic surgeon was named Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, and he had actually left his home in Canada to go over to Europe to fight with the Canadian military. And this is what John McKay wrote. In Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amidst the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. And, of course, there was a reply to Flanders Field. The America's reply was this, written by a man named R.W. Lillard. Rest ye in peace, ye Flanders dead. The fight that ye so bravely led we've taken up, and we will keep true faith with you who lie asleep, with each a cross to mark his bed in Flanders Field. Fear not that you have died for naught, that torch ye threw to us we caught. 10 million hands will hold it high, and freedom's light shall never die. we've learned the lesson that ye taught in Flanders Fields. Well, certainly that is a beautiful, beautiful poem, and there was another reply to Flanders Field. In Flanders Fields the cannon boom, the fitful flashes light the gloom, while up above like eagles fly the fierce destroyers of the sky, with stains the earth wherein you lie is redder than the poppy bloom in Flanders Fields. Sleep on, ye brave, the shrieking shell, the quaking trench, the startling yell, the fury of the battle hell shall not wake ye not, for all is well. Sleep peacefully, all is well. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and do we have Rick's satellite on? I hope we do. I think maybe we have Rick on the line, and we'll be here in just a moment. So, hi, Rick. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Hi. Well, I thought this was your anniversary. Is this next Tuesday is your anniversary, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad we have you here.
We had a mix-up on dates.
Well, that was my fault. And they just told me that you weren't going to be able to do the program, and we did the program that day, and so I figured it was the next one. But anyway, we'll figure it's next Tuesday. Under any circumstances, I'm so glad you called in. Did you get much of a response to that last program we did?
We continue to get a response each and every time. I even had one gentleman that said he'd heard me on your show 2 years ago, and then when he heard us again talking about it, it inspired him to call. So, yeah, I'm getting lots of responses from being on the show with you. It's amazing. They're real genuine folks, real nice to talk to. And, of course, we love listening to you, Dr. Stan. Your knowledge is overwhelming. The more I study the literature that you've written, I'm just amazed by your level of knowledge. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, of course, I think it's important that people have as many alternatives of getting the program as they can. Now, some people, of course, listen on shortwave, but sometimes shortwave can be crackly. Sometimes it's inconsistent. But the nice thing about satellite is once you've got the thing lined up, it's pretty reliable, isn't it? Of course, unless something happens with the uplink to the satellite, it's so complicated. Of course, we go from here back to Pennsylvania, and they send up to the uplink, and the uplink goes up to the satellite, and then the satellite sends out a signal to get to the home. It is really an amazing situation, the way this whole thing fits together.
Yeah, and then you throw in the fact that the Earth is rotating and the satellites are in orbit to keep up with the actual rotation of the Earth, but it's like they're not moving at all with geostationary orbit. With all that in mind, it does work remarkably well. Once I've got folks that have had the systems now for 5 and 6 years, and they just love it. They've grown accustomed to good, clear audio, not having to get real close to the radio or stand outside, and I've had people who tell me, you know, they'll put their winter coats on and they'll be sitting outside in the freezing cold just because that's the only way they could sometimes get their shortwave reception, and they're starved for the information that you give us, and it's important. One of the only times we really lose the signal on satellite is in a hard rainstorm. It's known as KU band frequencies, and even DishNet and DirecTV, they're the same technology. When a hard rain moves in, the microwaves cannot penetrate that rain. As soon as the rain goes away.
Okay, well, hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and, of course, our guest this evening is Rick from Rick's Satellite, and, of course, his anniversary is actually, it's next Tuesday, it's not tonight, so we're lucky to have him. We're just talking about satellite transmission. If you have any questions at all, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But basically, of course, we have a number of ways of getting our information out across America. We have radio stations, and we have probably over 50 radio stations or more that carry our programs at least once a week. And then, of course, we have shortwave. And then we have Internet, and, of course, we have all sorts of electronic means of getting the information today. And it's amazing if you have a cell phone with unlimited minutes, or if you actually have a regular telephone with unlimited minutes, you can dial into Genesis and hear our programs, Radio Liberty, 24 hours a day there. And of course, then we have the MP3 and we have iPod, and I don't even understand what any of these things are, but certainly they're being utilized today. And then, of course, we have our internet, and people go to our internet site. And then, of course, they can listen to the live program, they can listen to the archive program, or certainly they can then go to satellite, and we have a satellite feed 24 hours a day, which you can get on the internet, or you can get that 24-hour-a-day feed by satellite. And of course, if a lot of people have satellites, this satellite, it costs you, what, $25, $35? I don't know what it costs them.
Oh, it's up to $75. Right. People spending over $100 a month now.
Well, I'll tell you what, the interesting thing is that apparently a lot of people are dropping their dish satellite, they're dropping their cable because they can't afford it, and they're certainly using other means of getting the information. A lot of people are getting movies on Netflix, and that costs $9 a month, and then of course, listening to the local television stations, which they can pull in certainly with a regular television set. But the satellite, Rick Satellite, is unusual because, first of all, this is a Telstar. It's a K-band satellite, and we have programs there 24 hours a day. We have a little site, Joyce Riley and I and Pastor Chris Meyer and Pastor Butch Paul, 24 hours a day. Once you have one of these satellites, why, you can hear us 24 hours a day. Doesn't cost anything, but you can get all sorts of other alternative radio there, and a lot of television stations. Would you like to tell our listeners about, first of all, the radio stations that are on this and the television stations are on this? And it doesn't cost anything once you've got this thing in, and it's really not that expensive. Once you've got it in, it's yours, and you just have to, you can watch television, you can listen to radio, and of course you get crystal clear sound unless in the middle of a thunderstorm. But what sort of things do they have on television? What sort of things do they have on radio on Telstar?
Well, there is such a thing as free radio and television stations. Of course, Dishnet and DirecTV will tell you otherwise if you talk to them about this type of system. But this is an entirely, perfectly legal system, another way to get that information out there. There are about 70 radio stations and over 170, last time I scanned, 175 television stations. This particular satellite is called Galaxy 19 now. Telstar 5 has actually been replaced by this new satellite, but it's in the same orbital location at 97 degrees west longitude. And of those 70 radio stations, there are still a lot of foreign programming there, but there are about 15 to 20 English radio stations, and two of them carry most all of the popular GCN hosts. And of course, you named off the ones that are my personal favorites, but you can also, on the other one of the other channels that carry GCN, we get Alex Jones and Derry Brownfield and Dr. Deagle and some others there as well. Some of the other radio networks include First Amendment Radio, Scriptures for America, America's Voice Radio, The Overcomer Network, The Micro Effect, Republic Broadcasting Network, Access America, America Radio Liberty as well. So we've got a good selection of different types of talk radio stations.
Well, now, what do you have in the way of television that people can watch, and how many of those are English-speaking?
Of those 175 television stations, we've got a neighborhood of 25 to 28 English television stations. Three of them are very popular with a lot of the Patriot Radio Show listeners, and they're world news TV stations. And one is Al Jazeera English, the other is Press TV out of Iran, and Russia Today. And all three of these stations are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're entirely in English. And of course, they have somewhat of their own agenda, but it is good to hear world news being reported from other countries that are not controlled by our national media that always puts a certain spin on it or doesn't even tell us, you know, any bit of the truth on a lot of the situations and things that go on. So those stations are very good, so the common sense, you can listen to it and make up your own mind of what's right and wrong. And then there's a lot of good, clean, Christian and religious-oriented programming. Good gospel singing, a lot of good quartets, a lot of children's programming, good, clean cartoons, programming you don't have to fear you're going to have your senses insulted by a bloody commercial or just the terrible types of shows that are on in a lot of the primetime shows of the major networks. There's one channel that's real popular, too, the River Broadcasting Network. They played old black and white movies from the 30s and 40s with John Wayne and Mickey Rooney. They've been playing some Spanky and Our Gang movies, and they played old episodes of Bonanza. So when your favorite talk radio show's not on, when Dr. Stan's not on live, you could actually switch over to the TV channels and catch an old movie and then come back to catch the Power Hour or a replay of Dr. Stan.
And, of course, the nice thing about the motion pictures, there's no charge at all. You get on there, and, of course, was that 24 hours a day of movies?
They have a variety of television shows. They'll have some nowadays current event shows, gardening, cooking, children's programming, and then a good mixture of black and white movies. They had a special on from the Kansas State Fair where they were talking about farming and the different exhibits there. There's just a nice variety. The 3ABN network has about five channels up there. One's called Amazing Discoveries and another's Amazing Facts. And they'll read a lot from the Bible and talk a lot about different religious things, but they'll talk a lot about nowadays things with genetics and chemicals and different types of things. Just good, informative programming that it's easy to enjoy and, once again, not to fear that you're going to turn something on and just be blasted with a bunch of disgusting stuff.
And, of course, we actually have a dish at our home, and we see, certainly, the History Channel and Discovery Channel, but they're always in the background. Oh, global warming of evolution. You know, the dinosaurs died 50 million years ago, and they're straight party, official party line. Apparently, this is quite refreshing because you're going to get an entirely different slant on the world. And the amazing thing is, once you have it installed, why, it doesn't cost you anything. There's no monthly fee at all. And we have no vested interest in this. We don't get any payment at all for it. We just want people to get it from Rick, and he doesn't make that much on this. This is sort of a labor of love of getting people all across America to actually have these satellites, an alternative means of getting information. And we don't know what's going to happen. They can turn off the Internet tomorrow, because remember, this is run by the NSA. I mean, you heard about, the Internet, and it's just up there. Well, somebody's coordinating the whole thing. It's coordinated by the National Security Administration. This was set up, as a means of spying on people. It's a very effective means. That's what the Internet really is. But here is an alternative means of getting information. Rick, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, Stan, the best way, a couple different ways. Now, we talked about my website, and the actual website name is GoFastMotorsports.com. Now, if you want to do a Google search, after we talked on the show last time and you Googled or did a search for Rick Satellite, and we all found out there's about 25 different Rick Satellites out there in the U.S., if you do a search on the Internet of Rick's Satellite Talk Radio, I come up with about the first five responses will all take you to my website of the GoFastMotorsports.com website and take you right to the talk radio system. So that would be one way, the GoFastMotorsports.com, or do a search on the Internet for Rick's Satellite Talk Radio, or give me a call. It'll be tomorrow. We're already after 10 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. But my phone number for my wife, Bobby, and myself, we work out of home in our basement here in Blue Springs, Missouri, is 816-228-1801. And that's 816-228-1801. And we'd love to hear from you. We've got flyers, so if you want something to have in front of you to kind of read and look over, we'd be happy to take your name and address and mail you some literature. And Stan, I'd like to, Bobby and I would just like to donate a system to you and Radio Liberty, and let's you and I get together, or you talk to your wonderful wife and your staff there, and let's figure out some way how we can give a system to one of your listeners.
All right, fine. Well, we'll do that perhaps next time we have you on. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I appreciate the offer, and we'll make that an offer next time we have you on. But certainly we're trying to get people to have alternative means of getting the information. We don't know what the future is going to hold, and certainly the Internet is an excellent means of getting it. A short wave, unfortunately, is prohibitively expensive for us, and we've been thinking for a long time of perhaps having to do away with it. We haven't decided what we're going to do, but right now, of course, for the next month or so, why we'll have shortwave. But after that, we're not certain what we're going to do. But we do have our radio network across America. And it's a good network. If you'd like to support us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. But if you'd like to call Rick, the number here at the studio, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, because the Dish Network and cable really are so expensive, here is a much more economical means. And once you have it installed, there are no charges, no hidden charges at all. And it's crystal clear. It's not like shortwave, which sometimes gets a lot of static. So if you have a question for Rick, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Rick from Rick Satellite. And, of course, we'll go to our first line here and see who we have. Who do we have here on the line?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Pick up the internet with this also.
There are high-speed internet satellite systems available. I do not sell them because they're going to want normally a one-year or a two-year contract, and you're going to have a monthly fee. So that is available by different companies, but this is not an internet system. It's strictly a free radio and TV reception system only. You'd have to have a different satellite dish aimed at a different satellite and then pay for the equipment and pay for that service to get high-speed internet.
And you'll be talking probably, what, probably $40 a month or $50 a month
just
for the high-speed internet service. So.
Yes.
That gets pretty pricey. This is simply free television and free radio. And of course, we wanted people getting it so they can listen to Radio Liberty and listen to certainly our good friend Alex Jones. He's on there as well.
Can I ask one last question? Is I know that Trinity Broadcasting Network, provides their services for free. I've spoken to them many times.
Yes.
Do you have that and carry that on your station?
It absolutely is on there. Trinity Broadcasting, God's Learning Channel, The Miracle Network, The Word Network, Cornerstone TV, those are all television stations that are on this satellite that you can pick up with this system.
And basically, Mary, what happens, Mary, the stations that carry these programs, many times they'll actually pull this down off of this satellite, and that's how they're getting it so they can rebroadcast it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question. Mary, does that answer your question? Do you have some other questions?
Last thing, I'm a Fox News junkie. I wonder if you have Fox News on there.
Fox News is not on there because they're cabled and they have these contracts with Dishnet and DirecTV, and they go to great lengths that if you're on our pay system, you make for sure there's nobody can get your channel for free. So. No, they're not on this system.
As long as there's some decent news, it's mainly what I'm looking at. Because the little bit of time that I do watch TV, I prefer to get some decent news and then watch my Christian programming.
Well, basically what you get here, Mary, is that you get not only the news that might be on the Christian channels, but you get news from other countries. You get it from Iran, you get it from Russia, you'll get it from the Islamic countries. So you'll get their news in English, and you'll actually hear an entirely different slant on the news than anything you'll get in the United States.
How about the BBC?
No, it's not BBC. In fact, can they go to your website and get the list of all the things that are up there? How would they get all the programs that are on this satellite?
Yes, once again, if you go to do a search for Rick Satellite Talk Radio, and there's a links right there that give a list of the TV channels and the radio channels available on this system.
Well, very good. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your taking the time to explain it to me.
God bless, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bless you, Dr. Stan. I listen to you almost every night.
Thank you. Well, that's Mary Ann calling from upstate New York, because it's past 11 o'clock back there, but
yeah.
I appreciate her staying up to listen to it. Bye-bye. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have any questions for Rick, he'll be with us for a few minutes more. And I think that this is just an excellent alternative means of getting information. But, of course, the most important thing is you're not going to get the truth off of Fox and off of any of the establishment news channels. And, of course, that's Time Warner, that's Bertelsmann, Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, and what most people don't know is Disney was founded in the occult, the strong ties to Walt Disney and the occult. And then, of course, you've got Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox, and Rupert pretends to be a conservative, and they put on a good conservative program, but they're never going to tell you the truth. They're going to give you the impression that they're from American, and these people may be, but if they told the truth, they'd lose their job tomorrow. This is the reality. And then, of course, you've got the company that just bought out General Electric. But so there's six major General Electric controls NBC. So there's six major corporations. They all interlock by interlocking boards of directors, and they dominate the news media. They control the large publishers. They control internet outlets. They control the major radio stations and television stations, the major newspapers and news magazines, and ultimately they control what the American people think. If you want to get independent news, this is why you need to go alternative programs such as mine and Joyce's and Pastor Butch, Chuck Chrismeyer, Alex Jones. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Or if you want to remember, go to Rick's Satellite Talk Radio up on the up on the internet. It's Rick's Satellite Talk Radio. Get the information. You may very well find this would be advantageous for you. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the field, let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, has been Rick Satellite. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question for Rick, he's only going to be with us just a moment more. Or if you'd like to talk about Veterans Day, because that's what we're going to be talking about, open lines for the rest of this evening. So, Rick, one more time, I'd like you to get your website out and your telephone number, and then we'll let you go.
Okay, and for good news, this is a system. Where else are we going to get good news like you give us, Dr. Stan? Your words, your knowledge, the music that you play, I have to stand up while you play that song. I can't stay sitting here. You bring this new level of patriotism back to me that's just been missing from my life, that makes me proud to be an American and makes me want to stand up for what's right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Get a hold of me, folks, if I can help you out with a Rick Satellite Patriot Talk radio system. My number is 816-228-1801. So it's 816-228-1801. We'd love to set you up with one of these systems, and we'd want to make you very happy with it.
All right, fine. And one more time, the website?
GoFastMotorsports.com. It's plural. GoFastMotorsports.com, all one word. Or if you can't remember that one, just do a search on the internet for Rick's Satellite Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thanks very much for Rick. And we'll talk. I guess we won't talk to you next Tuesday, but we'll talk to you. We'll reschedule that one.
Next Tuesday, we're going to be enjoying 32 years with my wonderful better half, Bobby.
God bless. Okay, well, give her a hug for me.
Thank you,
Good
Stan.
Night. God bless. And thanks for your kind words. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines the rest of this hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It was about 1980 when we'd sold something and had a little bit of money, and I decided I'd like to go to Europe and learn the cause of World War One. If you read the books on World War One, a lot of it doesn't make sense. I'd talked to men 40 years ago that had been with the American Expeditionary Force. That was, of course, they joined up in 1917, and they went off to fight in that war to end all wars. And, of course, one reason they went to war, and many young men volunteered, was because of the propaganda campaign that was actually coordinated by Edward Bernay, the master of propaganda, and all the slogans that they had and all the patriotism that they tried to engender, and the war to end all wars, the war to make the world safer democracy. But the big thing was the atrocity stories they told, and about the wicked Huns and how they were raping the Belgian women and how they were cutting off their breasts and how they were cutting off the hands of helpless little boys, Belgian boys. I remember talking to this man. He came to one of my talks 40 years ago, and he told me he had joined the American Expeditionary Force because he believed all of the atrocity stories. And just as today you hear all the atrocity stories about Iran, and then you, of course, before we went to war with Afghanistan, we had all the atrocity stories about the Taliban and how terrible they were and how terribly they treated women. Of course, they treat them just exactly the way in Saudi Arabia, but you don't hear that night after night after night to engender anger there. Anger and get people suddenly inflamed and willing to go to war. But basically, this young man volunteered for the American Expeditionary Force in 1917, and he was one of the first people to go over there. And of course, most of the people in his unit died. Most of them were either killed or severely wounded. He was one of the few to survive. And, of course, after the war, he got into Belgium, and looking for all the little boys with their hands cut off, and all the women who'd been raped and had their breasts cut off, and it was all a lie. And how disillusioned it was. And he told me how he felt, how cheated he felt, how he'd been lied to by the media in America, and they'd gotten him to go fight in a war that there was no reason to fight at all. It was not an American war. And everybody wanted to know, why did we have the First World War? And the first people said, oh, well, it was the bankers. The bankers were behind it because they made a lot of money. Or the merchants of death, the weapons manufacturers. Taylor Caldwell wrote a book about the merchants of death and talking about how they were responsible for World War One, or it was the corporations, they were behind it because they wanted to maintain their markets. But everybody missed the real reason. In fact, the only place you'll really find the real reasons is in my writings, and you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I knew that someplace out there I'd find the truth. And it's in a book written by a man named Frederick Howe, Confessions of a Reformer. And he was a flaming liberal. He believed in the war. He believed that we had to fight wars to maintain certainly world laws, so we could have a world government and we could all live happily and there'd be no more wars. And he was actually sent over by Colonel House, went over with the inquiry group, and he was assigned the job of going over all the treaties. And of course, the reason for the First World War, Britain going to war, was because they had a treaty written in 1873, I think it was, with Belgium, and Germany had violated that treaty, and so England had to go to war to defend Belgium because they had a treaty, and he really believed all of this propaganda. But he was assigned the duty of looking at all the treaties that had been signed referable to Palestine. And England had signed the treaties, and first of all, they'd given Palestine to the Arabs. They'd promised the Arabs Palestine. Then they'd promised the French Palestine. Then they promised to give it to the Jews. So England had signed treaties to give Palestine to three different entities, the Jews, to the French and to the Arabs. And he suddenly realized the English didn't believe in treaties. It was all a lie, and all the people died for nothing, and the justification for the war had been totally false. And then he began trying to figure out what it was about. He finally decided it was about commercial interests. That's what it was all about. It was about the corporations wanting to make money. He believed that until he met a group of young men. He was, of course, there at Versailles when they were drawing up the Treaty of Versailles representing American interests. And he was contacted by a group of young men known as the Milner Group. They were the Milner's kindergarten. They were known as Milner's men, Lord Milner. And, of course, Lord Milner was the co-founder, one of the founding members of the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. Cecil Rhodes died in 1902, and this was in 1918 when I'm telling you took place. And he talked to these young men, and they were Lionel Curtis, and I've forgotten the names of the very people, Philip Kerr, Lionel Curtis, and several other people. He names them, and you'll find them in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And he tells them, you know, certainly this war was fought for, you know, for the idea of, you know, of commercial interest. It was for profit. And they said, no, you don't understand. Certainly people make profits in wars, but that wasn't the reason the war was fought. This had to do with the white man's burden. It has to do with the white man bringing a better quality of life to people throughout the world. That was the reason for the war. Well, of course, when you read my treatises, you'll understand that the people in England who founded the war and the people in the United States who wanted the war, they were all tied into this move towards a world government. And that's what it was all about. The white man's burden, the burden of the aristocracy to make a better lot for the entire world. And that's why the war was fought. The book, Confessions of a Reformer by Frederick Howe, you'll never hear these things talked about ordinarily, but that was the real reason for the First World War. And when the League of Nations, which was to bring the world government, failed, then they had to have a Second World War, so they began financing Adolf Hitler. And all during this build-up to the Second World War, American corporations were over building the tanks and the planes and the trucks for Adolf Hitler and the munitions for Adolf Hitler, financed from America. Have you ever wondered how Adolf Hitler, coming to power in a bankrupt, destitute nation in 1933, within 6 years was able to challenge the entire world and plunge the world into a world war? How did he do that when he didn't even have an adequate army? And, of course, the reason he was able to do it was because he had lots of help. He had lots of help from Great Britain and from the United States, people here who wanted another war. In fact, we're going to be doing an interview with John Loftus, who's written a book going into the background of the Nazi movement and how it was helped at every turn by American families and American corporations. Now, I don't know whether John Loftus understands the real reason behind this, but he will tell you how the American government helped the Nazis at every turn, both before, during, and after the war. But we cannot tell the American people that. Well, let's go, of course, to Donna, who's calling from New Orleans. Hi, Donna. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, you said that you joined the service. I was wondering,
Was that during the Korean War, and were you drafted, or you joined voluntarily?
No, I joined the military in 1953 after I finished my internship, and I was commissioned a first lieutenant, and I went to Europe, and because it was during the at the latter years of the Korean War, but I served in Europe. I did not go to Korea. And I was there, I was in the military for 2 years and got out, and then I came back and took a residency and became an orthopedic surgeon. But I had the opportunity to live and travel in Europe, and then I went back there in 1980 to try to figure out the real reason for the First World War, and went to the great battlefields of the Second World War. And it was a humbling experience when you went to Versailles. We went to Verdun, and there at Verdun, 400,000 Frenchmen fell, and 400,000 Germans fell, and everything there is simply graveyards, and all for a war that never should have been fought. It was fought to bring peace to the world, the war to end all wars. It was totally contrived, and if you read my newsletters, and they'll be up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, and I'll take you into the background of how they were able to get these wars going and keep them war going when nobody wanted to fight. The French didn't want to fight. The English didn't want to fight. The Russians didn't want to fight, and the American people didn't want to fight, but we were manipulated, just as we're being manipulated now into a war with Iran. Have any other questions, Donna?
Well, did you join voluntarily?
Yes, I volunteered to join the United States Army.
And did you work as a doctor?
Yes, I was a battalion surgeon, and I worked at the orthopedic center in Europe, at Frankfurt, Germany, for about 6 months. So I spent 2 years in the military. It was a great time. Of military life is not for me.
Okay, I had another question. You said that Mr. Griffith came to your home and told you something about the One World Order people. What exactly did he tell you when he first came to your home?
Well, he was simply talking about this whole movement towards world government. He was talking about communism. This was in December of 1962, and that was when Ed Griffin came to my home. He gave a talk, and it was one of the most wonderful talks I ever heard, and because Ed and I have been friends ever since that time. That's what... going back 48 years, and Ed Griffin has been at the leadership of this battle ever since then, and I feel it a privilege to call him a friend. But he explained to us about the danger of communism. Of course, basically, communism was totally fraudulent. I was taken in. I used to think communism was the enemy, but of course it was being financed from right here in the United States. And the communist movement in the United States was funded by our great tax-exempt foundations, funded by the FBI, because most of the people in the communist movement were FBI agents from another intelligence agency. And over in Russia, they were being helped by our own government, but they could never let the American people know that. In fact, that's why one reason, of course, why Larry McDonald, his plane was shot down and he was taken prisoner and incarcerated, and whether he's still living, we don't know, but we do know people who know people who were in prison with Congressman Larry McDonald, who tried to get the message out that we were financing communism. We have his aid and abet papers that he put out in 1983, and of course I think that's one reason why they had to get rid of him, and our government worked in concert with the communists to shoot down Flight 007, Korean 007, and of course they took all the prisoners and put them in prison for the rest of their lives. No one has ever come back. Anything else, Donna?
Yeah, did Mr. Griffith tell you about the Federal Reserve and the Council on Foreign Relations?
No, he really didn't. Not in 1962. We didn't know about those things in 62, but we've sure learned about them since then, and Dad's done a great job. I'm going to have to let you go because we got other callers, Donna. God bless you, and thanks very much for your call. And let's go to Ed, who's calling from New Hartford, New York. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I certainly appreciate your ministry, and I pray for you. And I think that without you, we would be very shy of a lot of information.
Well, we're just part of a movement. There are lots of good people out there. We have a little unique difference. We've been at it longer than most people. We've made more mistakes than most people. And hopefully we recognize the spiritual component, which most people don't. They talk about politics and philosophy, but you can't divorce this from the spiritual.
Well, thinking of spiritual, Have you ever had any programming about the Westcott and Hort, you know, their development of the text that's used for the most of the modern
the Alexandrian text? We haven't done that for years. We used to do that quite a bit. And for the people out there who do not know what Westcott and Hort, they were Cambridge scholars, and basically they pretended to be Christians, but their real job was to undercut Christianity. They were really involved in the occult, but they infiltrated Christianity. They actually wrote the dictionary, the Greek to English dictionary that's used by ministers all over the world, and they've simply distorted it to push their occult beliefs. And, of course, they suggested using, rather than the Textus Receptus, which was the original translation of the Bible, the Alexandrian, which actually changes a great deal of the wording of the Bible. And everything is, of course, to move us further and further away from the realization that Jesus Christ was Lord. He was from the idea of the Trinity. But, of course, really from the supernatural things that occurred during Christ's life. So, Ed, we have not done that. Maybe we should get somebody on to discuss it. But most people and most ministers do not understand that Westcott and Hort were both deeply involved in the occult.
Well, that's what I learned, and I believe that part of the reason why we have departed from believing the Bible to be God's word is because of the distortions that are in the Bible, and the differences between that and the King James and the New King James.
Now, you're absolutely right, and there are an awful lot of good ministers, you know, who've been taken in because in their seminaries, which were infiltrated a long time ago, they've never been taught the truth, nor have they been taught that the minister has a responsibility for what happens in this world as well as in the next one. Yes, the major purpose of a minister is to teach people about Jesus Christ and to bring them into a personal relationship with them and to help them to be born again. But, I mean, I believe that the minister also has to make this applicable to the world we live in. And certainly 100 years ago, the ministers would give speeches about the politics, and they'd tell the people how to vote, and they'd tell the people who the good politicians were and the bad politicians. But now most of our ministers have far more fear of government than they do of God, and they're not doing what they should be, to be doing. And I really feel this is one of the reasons America's in the trouble it is today. But, of course, our job is to just expound the truth. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. Ed, go right ahead.
Well, I certainly appreciate your focus on the spiritual, because you're doing a lot more in depth in that area than most.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
They were sprinkled with the tears from mother's eyes. I stood there not so long ago with roses for the brave, and suddenly I heard a voice speak out from the grave. I am the unknown soldier, the spirit voice began, and I think I have the right to ask some questions, man to man. Are my buddies taken care of? Was their victory so sweet? Is that big reward they offered selling pencils on the street? Did they really win the freedom they battled to achieve? Do you still respect the Croix de Guerre above the empty sleeve? Does the gold star in the window now mean anything at all? I wonder how my old girlfriend feels when she hears a bugle call. And that baby who's saying, "Hello, Central, give me no man's land." Can they replace her daddy with a military band? I wonder if the profiteers have satisfied their greed. I wonder if a soldier's mother ever is in need. I wonder if the kings who planned it all are really satisfied. They played their game of checkers, and 11 million died. I'm the unknown soldiers, and maybe I died in vain. But if I were alive and my country called, I'd do it all over again. And that certainly is one of the most beautiful poems I've ever read. And I think it expresses really the feeling of World War I. And many, many people, brave men, fought and died in World War I, a war that was never fought to bring the world peace. It was fought to bring about a one-world dictatorship under the Antichrist. And when World War I failed, they had to have World War II, and then Korea, and Vietnam, and the First Gulf War, and the Second Gulf War. And now I fear we're going to be moving very rapidly towards a war with Iran. Well, we should never degrade our soldiers, the people who fight idealistically, but if we want to support our soldiers, we have to get the truth out. And we have the ability and we have the information. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You need to go to my website and pull down my newsletters and read them and copy them and disseminate them. And anything we've prepared, why you have our permission to copy. We have a syllabus I owe with so many of the poems that it's called Iraq, the Untold Story. You can get the talk and the syllabus and feel free to duplicate these things. We have a lot of original documents there that you'll never find elsewhere. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. But what you can do is begin teaching people about the wars. And heroic men, brave men, fought and died. But of course they were betrayed by their leaders who never really intended to bring freedom to the world. They wanted to enslave the world under this one world government because behind them are powerful, powerful spirits of forces. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand the spirits of battle that's taking place. A battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So you need to get the information, and of course you can get it at RadioLiberty.com is our website. RadioLiberty.com, you can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day on the satellite feed, or you can listen on iPod or MP3, or you listen to archive programs. Now, of course, if you have unlimited minutes on your cell phone or your telephone, why, you can listen 24 hours a day to our afternoon Genesis programs for 2 hours. But it's not enough for you to listen. We have to get other people to listen, challenge them to listen. They'll start out thinking that we're crazy, and before long, they're going to be afraid that we're not. And our job is, of course, to get the information out. And I believe that the people God intends to listen will listen, just as I believe I was trained for what I'm doing today. I believe God does work in the affairs of men. And I believe, of course, if God wants people to listen and understand the true nature of the spiritual battle and possibly be brought to Him, that's how it'll occur. Our job is to get out the truth. God will determine who listens and who comes to give their life to Him and who will be born again. Well, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America and pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom. And it's past the witching hour back there where she's living in Pennsylvania. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan, or I should say good morning.
Good morning. Well, anyway, Melody's good enough to stay up here to keep us abreast of what's going on, and these are certainly exciting times. How did gold and silver end up today?
Well, we had a fairly good day in gold today. It was closed out around the 1410 level. I looked prior to the program, and it looks like there's a little bit of profit taking and so forth in the aftermarket, but we'll just have to wait and see. Seen a lot of this in the overnight trading where it comes down a little bit, it used to be the other way around. It would go up in the overseas market and go down here on our shores, and it sort of reversed that trend. And so usually we've been seeing some pretty good mornings with gold and silver to the upside, but it seems like it's stabled around 1410, and so a nice little pullback would be great and be able to allow people to get in and save some money.
Well, now, basically, what happened to silver? How did silver end the day?
Silver, you're looking at 27.70. So it did come back from its low. It had gone down to 26.91 earlier in the day. So it came back up 54 cents at 27.20 or $27.70 for the day.
So basically it's on its way towards $30 an ounce. That's amazing. You know, really the run-up in gold and silver has been phenomenal. And, you know, certainly the people who've taken your advice in years past have done very, very well.
Absolutely, they have. And but, you know, it's not all about just doing very well. It's all about preserving your wealth. And I've seen a change in a little bit of the views when people come in and buy, the reasons they're buying and so forth. It's different. It's a different climate. And it's interesting because doing this for so long and the reasons people buy, but we still have to go back to the fundamentals. And we can never forget the fundamentals of gold and silver. That is so important. And the gains that we see in gold and silver, I mean, that is the benefits of owning the two metals. Preservation of our wealth is most important.
And I think somebody made an interesting observation the other day, and that is that gold is a means of preserving wealth. Mm-hmm. Silver is money. And certainly if you're going to be in a situation where there's going to be difficulty, if you need something to exchange, you need silver. If you want to have a means of preserving wealth, you want to be in gold, because, of course, gold was certainly at $1,400 an ounce. Why, it's pretty hard to change a gold coin to get what you really need, whereas you can do that with silver. But these are both traditional monetary metals, and when you begin to see the prices going up, it means people are losing confidence in paper money. And certainly, we've been at this for almost 40 years, and the whole system's beginning to collapse. As people were saying back in 1971, it's going to collapse. You have to have an anchor. But, of course, they said, oh, no, the people in this Fed are so smart. They're smarter than anybody's ever been. I mean, the techniques have been tried hundreds of times before. It was tried in ancient, certainly in ancient Greece, and Aristotle wrote about it. He said there's nothing wrong with fiat money. Nothing, as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. He was saying with tongue-in-cheek, because it collapsed the Greek economy, it collapsed the Roman economy, but they never teach these things in school. If you have a question for Melody, call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, go right ahead, Melody. You know, the thing is that there should be nothing new under the sun. Basically, this fiat money system was doomed to collapse. Some people in the banking industry made great profits, and right now we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth we've ever seen. Certainly Bank of America is foreclosing on a million homes. They're going to end up owning a million of people's homes. That's how the system is played. They get you into debt, and then they restrict the money supply. They create a chaotic situation, and then they take your property away. It played over and over and over again. I'm surprised people haven't learned how the game is played.
People have very short memories, Dr. Stan, and it's nature. It's just a human trait, I suppose. But people have a short tendency and memory. And it's funny how you're right. It just happens time and time and time again. And they just set the people up. They you know, the old saying is they put the carrot in front of everyone. Everyone falls for the carrot, and certainly they never receive the carrot. And everything is stripped away that they have worked so hard to obtain. And it's also interesting to see people. I mean, you're right. Once they took us off the gold standard, everyone really knew what happens to a fiat currency. It has a beginning and it has an end, and we are now approaching the end. So the people in the 90s, you've been doing this for a long time, and I know the short way had really become popular, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, a lot of people did come into the market, have an understanding, and they were educated as to why they needed to have some gold and silver in their portfolios.
Because I can remember back in the 1970s, you know, I thought that silver was going to go right through the roof. And I even got into the silver commodity market. It was not a very, very smart thing to do, because commodity markets are an excellent way to make a small fortune. out of a large fortune. But, of course, I learned a lot. I learned that the system is not honest. I learned that the system is certainly slanted. The way it's played is they win, we lose. And for the average unsophisticated individual, trying to play the commodity markets, trying to play the gold and silver markets, you're going to lose. The only really safe way to do it is just to purchase and hold. And the people who bought a silver back in the 1960s, when you could buy it for $1.29 an ounce, actually you could buy a silver at that price, why are they doing pretty well now? We've gone up, 25 times, very, very few investments have done that well. But most people did not want to. They wanted to get rich fast, and believe me, what you do is you get poor fast. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about what's going on financially. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, what has happened recently within the last week is Ben Bernanke, a week from yesterday, announced that he was going to begin quantitative easing 2. They call it QE2, and that's simply a fancy name for creating money out of nothing and buying treasury bonds. Why is he going to do that? Because nobody else in the world wants to buy the treasury bonds. Other countries are saying, we don't want to buy your bonds because the dollar is going to fall in value. So they can't tell the American people that. So Bernanke has to have an excuse. He says, we want to create inflation in America. We want to keep the prices going up because if they don't go up, they're going to fall. And, my goodness, deflation would be a terrible thing. And we can't have deflation. So we're going to create inflation. I mean, inflation destroys the value of the currency, at least in a deflationary period. The money people have worked for their whole lives maintains its value. But they're going to intentionally create inflation. And certainly people in Germany and in China and in India and Brazil have said, you can't do that. You're going to destroy the value of your currency, and we're holding large sums of your currency. You're going to destroy what we have, the value of what we've lent you. And Ben Bernanke is not concerned about that. He is intent upon destroying the value of our currency, impoverishing our people and the people in China and in India. And we're even beginning to talk about currency controls. In fact, Brazil has already put on currency controls, and they're actually charging a fairly large sum of money on any American dollars that are transferred into their country. And certainly I think we're going to increasingly see currency wars, currency controls, probably even beginning to have tariffs and protectionist policies, because countries throughout the world are going to be interested in preserving their monetary system and their economy, and they don't care what happens to America, because they know if they allow America to do what it wants to, they will be destroyed. Well, let's go to James calling from South Carolina and see what... Hi, James. Do you have a question or comment?
I have two questions about silver.
All right, fine. You've got the right person. Are you Melody? Go ask Melody about silver.
Okay. I've heard that there is about 100 times more paper silver being sold than there is actual silver. Is this correct?
Those are the numbers that have been reported.
And basically, I think what people have to understand, you're talking about on the commodity exchange, where people go on the commodity exchange, they buy a paper contract saying that at a certain date in the future, they can buy, 5,000 ounces of silver at $25 an ounce or $30 an ounce. But there's really no silver there. In other words, people are selling a silver that they don't have, and they do that, of course, with the idea that the price is going to go down, and they're going to manipulate it down. And so the people who are buying the option contracts or the commodity contracts are destined to lose unless, of course, they take delivery on the silver. And if they take delivery on the silver, the people who sold the silver they don't have, are in real trouble. And the old adage is, those who sell what isn't his'n has to give it back or go to prison. And I don't think they're going to put J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC banks in prison, but it's going to be very interesting if more and people start taking delivery. Does that answer your question?
It looks like that would mean that silver would become infinitely more valuable if they call all this in.
What would you say to that, Melody?
Well, certainly, I think there's a lot of scandals that are brewing in the commodity markets, pretty much in everything, both gold and silver. And when these scandals are actually brought out, and which they're beginning to slowly, but the pace is beginning to pick up, particularly when we see the prices of gold and silver rising. So it should have an impact in silver. Silver is a very small market in which it can be easily moved in, to the upside. And so, you know, we're seeing that, and we certainly can see good prices on both gold and silver. And again, I believe we need to stick to the fundamentals of both and allow the scam. If we're owning silver, allow the outcomes of these scandals and so forth and what is happening when it is released to enjoy the price of silver going higher. So, but our main focus, again, and I've tried to stress this, and, you know, I guess maybe, I don't know if people really care or if it doesn't matter to them, but you have to stick to the fundamentals when you're purchasing your gold and silver coins. That way it keeps you in balance of what you're purchasing. It doesn't allow emotion to take over, because there's been a lot of emotional buying in these markets of late because of the prices increasing so much. And that's my job, is to try to take a little bit of, you know, bring back a little bit of sensibility into everything. And, you know, if something I think is too high in price and premium, you know, I'll suggest something else to where maybe you can get a little bit more silver for your dollars.
So hey,
anything else, James?
One other. In 1980, it seemed that I remember that clad silver in coins went up more than regular junk silver did. Was this true? And if it is, do you think this will happen again?
Clad silver?
Are you speaking of 40% silver coins?
That is correct. That is correct.
I think he's speaking of the 40% silver coins. We had those from about, what, 64 to 60 or 65 to 66 or 7.
65. Well, we had the Kennedy halves that were minted that was 40% in honor of the president from 65 to 69. And, you know, a lot of people turn to 40% when we have prices this high in silver. They do turn to 40% because it is a little bit easier on their pocketbooks. And it can create premiums on various things. You know, as things are taken off the market, premiums can be increased on what is available. I've had customers who bought multiple tons of silver in 40%, but there's usually a very big wide spread between bid and ask on 40%. But I think you're going to start hearing more and more about 40% as we go along.
Okay, does that answer your question, James?
That does. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Fine. That was James calling from South Carolina. Let's go to Tony, who's calling us from San Jose. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, good. I kind of miss when you used to say Tony from SoCal.
Right.
I'm over here now.
All right. Fine. Well, that's all right. This is still the same Tony from SoCal, but now he's from San Jose.
Yeah, no more Spokane. I've got a question for Melody on programs. I bought quite a few of them a couple of years ago, and I bought them because the premium was so low. I was actually getting them for like about anywhere from $5 to $7 over spot price. And well, it was in the 900s, and it seemed like nobody wanted them. And like now I've been looking around, and they want more for Krugerrands than they do for Buffaloes, Eagles, and Maple Leafs. And I was like wondering, like, you know, why is that?
All right. Melody, any idea why the price of Krugerrands was down a few years ago and now it's up?
You know, you could get premiums on coins, even your gold coins, based on demand, supply and demand. I mean, I've seen premiums, and particularly because the wholesalers will usually mark up their products by percentage. So, of course, as we see the prices rise, their percentages might stay the same, but you'll see the premiums increase as the price of gold increases. I usually use just a flat rate when I'm working in my prices. For my prices right now, Krugerrands are right in there. There's no different than what they were. But, I mean, heck, I mean, it was, you know, 10 years ago, I sell a Gold Eagle for $10 over spot, you know. But now you're way above that, and it's all based on supply and demand.
Okay, Tony, does that answer your question?
sort of. Yeah.
Okay,
well,
basically, it's really, I think it's very clear. If people want the Cougar brand, well, it's going to become more expensive in relationship to the other coins. And some people like Eagles, some people like Cougar brands. I like them all, but I wish I was in a position to get them all. And, any other questions?
Well, my opinion was it's because there's so much of a demand in Europe, and they're not so politically correct as far as being anti-South Africa. Like in the United States, it seems like nobody... it wasn't politically correct to buy Krugerrand, which was quite a low premium, and now because of the demand in Germany in particular, it's like they really don't care. That was what I was thinking. I don't know.
Well, I don't think there's any prejudice against South Africa today, not since we brought the communists to power there, Nelson Mandela and Mbeki, and these are all communists. They're put in power by the American State Department, but now, of course, South Africa gets a good press. When it was a free country, it didn't have a good press. Anything else, Tony?
Well, back in 2002, I went to my 30-year reunion in high school, and I told everybody to buy gold. And when I was in high school, I was considered like, you know, they used to think of me as like the smart guy in school. Everybody thought I was like, you know, smart. So I thought, well, they'd listen to me. And then I told about 15, 20 people about, you know, they should buy gold because they, you know, they were all asking me what was going on, blah, blah, 2002. And when I told them all that, they just like didn't want to talk to me anymore. Like, you're a nut. So, anyway, I think a lot of, you know, people are feeling that they've missed the boat now. You know, now that gold is around 1,400 and silver's pushing 30, I think a lot of people have felt, do feel that they missed the boat. And I just wonder what you would say to those people who feel like they've missed the boat. That's my question.
What would you say to them, Melody? And so the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, what would you say to Tony when people say, well, gee, I've missed the boat and I've no sense buying now?
Well, I think I think we're boarding the boat, but by all means, there's lots of room on that boat yet. We're just beginning the fallout of our currency problems. I mean, it started a long time ago, but it is really beginning to, people are beginning to see through, people are beginning to understand perhaps what is going on. So I believe gold has and silver both have some upside potential to go. And again, it's not about the price; it's about preserving your wealth.
I think that's so correct. Hold that thought. We'll be right back and give us a call if you're out there in the listening audience. I think you're absolutely right, Cindy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Getting ready to retire, they have their 401k, their IRAs, and of course they're about $6 trillion there, and the politicians want that money. I mean, after all, this was tax exempt money. It was money you made, you've invested it, but you haven't had to pay income tax on it. You didn't pay income tax on it initially. You haven't been paying income tax on it as it's increased in value. And so that's really not your money. That belongs to the government. At least that's the government's attitude. Well, how do you think they're going to get that money away from the people who have been saving all their life to retire, thinking that the government was giving them such a good deal?
Well, you know, there's been talk of legislation about coming in and perhaps producing annuities, so where people would get their little monthly check and, you know, everything would be fine and good. And I think in order for them to get to that position without total outrage and a lot of social unrest coming from the seniors, I think we're going to have a position or a place where they have to be in order to where they would be willing to accept something like this. And, of course, that means, you know, they're going to lose a whole lot more than what they have lost in the various phases of this fallout that we have seen with our currencies and with the markets and everything. So, their ideas, they set people up and then they strip them of their wealth. We've seen it time and time and time again. They use the people, they use their money in order to promote their agenda. And I mean, personally, I mean, that's why I do not put anything in the stock market at all, because why continue to feed the people in Wall Street and in Washington that have destroyed this country? I mean, that is their feeding ground, that is their bank that they use. They use your money to promote their agenda. They become wealthier and they become more powerful in which they're able to do this. So why do I want to support that? I don't. I can't make a big difference, but at least in my mind, I'm doing something that I know is right.
And by not investing in bonds and stocks, and so I think
right.
Probably at this time, other than perhaps gold and silver stocks, I certainly wouldn't be in anything. And there again, why you never know what's going to happen, because nothing is certain in uncertain times, and we are in uncertain times. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And they're already talking back in Washington, D.C. on how they're going to get their greedy hands onto your retirement pension. And they're going to tell you, well, you know, we got a crisis here, we got a crisis situation, and basically some people have invested their money and they had money managers that were looking after it, and you know those money managers took advantage of the people, and we don't want that to happen, so we're going to take the money and we're going to invest it, and you know that we're going to do what's best for you, and we're going to give you a fixed annuity in dollars for the rest your life. Not telling you they're planning on destroying the value of the dollar. Whether they're going to take 25% of its value or 55% of its value or 75% of its value, or as our government imposed upon the people of Zimbabwe, a 99.999% of the value. And when I certainly lived in Africa, why the Rhodesian dollar, well, there were three American dollars for one Rhodesian dollar. And, of course, the last thing I know, it was about a trillion Rhodesian dollars for one American dollar. And our government was in charge as they destroyed the value of the Zimbabwean currency, Rhodesian currency. Why would we have done something like that? I think it was just a social experiment. They do social experiments all the time. I mean, as they're poisoning our kids with the vaccines and the aluminum in the vaccines, nobody talks about the aluminum in the vaccines. The aluminum, actually, they're spraying all across America, and, of course, aluminum's highly toxic. They're just experiments. Water fluoridation is just a social experiment. AIDS was just a social experiment to see how it worked. They create new diseases. And these are the people who want to take control of your retirement because, of course, they're much smarter than you are. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, do you want to tell people your website and your telephone number?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net is the original. And our new website is dgscoins.com.
dgscoin.com. Oh, that's the new website you got.
That's the new website. We have our radio programs that are archived there on a daily basis. We still have to dress out the rest of the pages. We've just been a little backlogged with processing our orders and everything, but in due time it will come, but you can still go there and listen to the radio program.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call right here at Radio Liberty.
We tested properly yet. It's exactly the same thing on us.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And our guest this afternoon, this evening, Melody Cederstrom. It isn't afternoon, it's early morning where she is and late night where we are. And if you have a question or comment, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think that you have to understand that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to undermine the economy of our nation. We are actively sending our jobs overseas. President Obama goes over to India, and of course he's already spent a great deal of money over there to train the Indians so that they can speak better English, so that they can have answering services over there. And when you call answering service and maybe for support on one of your appliances or something you bought, and you're talking to a guy who claims his name is Charlie, he's from Chicago, his name is really Roz, and he's from Calcutta. But basically, we're intentionally shipping our jobs overseas. They call it outsourcing. And President Obama will tell you that this is how we're going to strengthen America. We're going to get America working again by outsourcing our jobs, by sending our factories overseas, by shipping our jobs overseas. And that's how we're going to get more jobs in America, through free trade. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all a lie. There's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal either yesterday or today telling how wonderful free trade is and how all we need to do is simply not have any protectionism. After all, if we had protectionism, if we were to have tariffs and protect our industry, we would have high unemployment. Ladies and gentlemen, we've already got high unemployment here in California. We have 12.7% unemployment, and many of our factories, many even of our electronic corporations, are moving over to India because they can bring their products in here without tariffs. And when they tell you why we'll have high unemployment, the worst thing we could do would be to have the tariffs to protect our industry. That's terrible. They're lying to you. And the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that the only way to protect our workers, who are getting salaries of $10 to $20 an hour, there's no way that they can possibly compete. This is not free trade. When you ask somebody who's making $10 or $20 an hour to compete with somebody who's making 80 cents an hour in China with no benefits at all, here in the United States, if you have a job, you're going to, by the time you get your salary and your benefits, you're talking $20 or $30 an hour, and there's no possible way that you compete with the workers over in India, the workers over in China, and they know that. But they simply repeat over and over again how terrible protectionism will cause us to have unemployment. Ladies and gentlemen, we have unemployment because we do not have any protection. And you must understand that the people who are running both political parties and control the media want to destroy our economy and lower our living standards. When you understand that, everything makes sense. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And when they tell you protectionism is bad, protecting American industry is bad, free trade is good, ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese have all sorts of barriers to our taking our products in there. The South Koreans have all sorts of barriers to taking our products into South Korea. The Indians have all sorts of barriers to taking our products in those countries because they want to protect their economy. And here in the United States, we say we don't want any barriers. We want free trade because they want to destroy our economy, but they can't. They cannot tell the American people because the American people wouldn't understand the altruistic views of the people who control the leadership of both political parties. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, why don't people understand? I mean, that protectionism is good. When we had protectionism, we had a strong industry, and we want to protect American industry. We need to have tariffs to protect our jobs and our people.
Well, you know, we've been conditioned on various issues for so many years, and they've been conditioned into believing that the free trade is good. They don't, you know, they were able to enjoy a fairly good life on debt. They were conditioned to believe that debt was okay. They could go out and mortgage out their homes, and, you know, they lived a good life. They lived the life of Riley for a while, and now everything is coming home to roost, and they're beginning to understand. I mean, to me, the only reason that they continue to pay the unemployment benefits is just to keep people quiet and happy, because if they ever stop paying those unemployment benefits, and yes, a lot of people are hurting, but, you know, it sort of covers up the whole problems that we're really having here in this country. I spoke to a gentleman today. He works in Colorado, and he purchases, I think he told me he purchases like snowmobiles, and he refurbishes them and sells them up in Wisconsin and so forth. And he says he gets to talk to people. He says, you know, he says, this is the first time this has ever happened, but there's a gentleman that he was begging me to take his, to buy his items. He says, people in the real estate, they haven't sold homes in 18 years, and I mean in 18 months, and in 2 years, they haven't sold homes in 24 months, and there's a lot of people out there that are hurting, and yet these people are not being heard to the various different parts of the country. And so a lot of it is just, you know, again, it's the conditioning, it's the control that they show on television, on the news, and, you know, they only allow, you know, certain pieces to go through, but then they always offset it. Again, it's the, you know, call it whatever you will. I just call it a conditioning of the people just to keep them quiet. But eventually, I mean, they have certainly have been more vocal of late. And as this thing unfolds, as prices rise, gasoline prices rise again, they become more and more uncomfortable, find it more and more difficult to even survive to a lower level in which they were placed, and find that even eroding even further. They will become more vocal. So to me, it's just a conditioning over a long period of time.
And I think that certainly we're already seeing the effects of rising prices. They tell us there's no inflation. We're not going to give the senior citizens a cost of living raise this year because there's no inflation. And yet, cocoa is up 10%, milk is up 10 or 12%, meat is up 10 to 12%. Certainly, the basic essentials of food are rising and rising rapidly, and the price of bread is going up. And certainly, of course, you look a lot of your fruits and vegetables. Somebody was saying the other day that they had this nice package they bought in the store of fruits and vegetables. I think it was a lettuce and relish and chopped celery, things of that, so that they're going to make a salad. And then they looked on the package. And where, now these people live in California, where do you think that the salad products come from? I mean, here, America is the salad bowl of the world, but these products that they're buying in the stores are coming from China. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've shut down the Central Valley of California intentionally. People say, why would they? I mean, that 3-inch smelt, isn't that important? That, ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with a 3-inch smelt. That's simply the excuse that they're using to destroy agriculture in the Central Valley of California, one of the most productive areas in the whole world, so they can transfer agricultural production to China and other countries. When you understand that, it makes sense. Because if you really think that they were diverting the water from the farmers because they want to save a 3-inch smelt and letting that water simply run out, fresh water, run out into the bay where it can be salinated and will be useful for nothing. I mean, if you look at it logically, it doesn't make sense. If you look at an understanding they want to destroy agriculture, it makes all the sense in the world. But nobody is telling the American people that, and they're certainly not telling that people, the people there in the Central Valley of California, what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We just had an election here in California. We had two presidential candidates. We had Meg Whitman, we had Jerry Brown, and they had all sorts of debates. And never did I hear any of them mention what's going on in the Central Valley of California, where we have in certain cities 20, 30, in one city 40% unemployment. How could two people debate the future of our nation, and I state, without once mentioning what the tragedy that's taking place? And of course, the thing is that they weren't supposed to. They were both, Meg Whitman came from Goldman Sachs. She was on the board of Goldman Sachs. They were running her for the governorship of the 8th largest nation in the world. If California were an independent nation, it would be the 8th largest economy in the world. And Goldman Sachs was running Meg Whitman as the 8th to be the governor, the commander, the ruler of the 8th largest country in the world. Watch Goldman Sachs. They don't call it Government Sachs for nothing. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And, certainly, what's going on back in Pennsylvania? How's your economy back there?
Well, of course, there's certain areas that are more hard hit than others. I live in a university town, so, but you're beginning to see a lot of little shops and so forth close up. And what's really confusing to people, as you see these little shops close up, you also see bigger buildings being built. You know, you see other businesses coming in. You see restaurants. And in the past, probably the past 3-4 years, they have built so many new banks in this town. It's unbelievable. And people see this, and they can't, you know, they hear recession. It's like, why? They have all this building. Homes are selling. And, you know, they have a very hard time comprehending what's really going on. They are very confused. But the state itself, again, is in shambles, much like a lot of other states. You know, they can't pay their bills. They're looking to sell off their infrastructure, their buildings, or whatever. Corbett, I saw a commercial or an interview with Corbett, and, you know, their talk, they were always lots of discussions about putting a toll on Highway 80, Interstate 80, and so a lot of those things are not going to be done, and which, you know, a lot of people had a problem with, but they still have to come up with the money, and come March, if they haven't, in the talks of bankruptcy, as so many other states in this nation.
Well, I think it's very interesting. We, of course, live in a university town, and certainly we have a fairly stable economy, but the university is, California is funded by the state of California. And the state of California has cut back dramatically on the amount of money they're going to pay the university. So, of course, the staff, the administration, is not going to take a pay cut. I mean, these are people, some of them making $300,000, $400,000 a year. Some of the administrators, fantastic sums of money. Here in Santa Cruz, where they brought a new administrator in charge of the campus here, I think she was going to get $175,000 a year, and she spent $100,000 or $50,000 fixing up her house. And then, of course, she created a job for her lesbian lover for $125,000. Wasn't a job that was needed. She just created it so she could give her lesbian lover that amount of money. And, of course, the money is of no consequence to them, because, of course, it comes from the government. Well, basically, of course, what's happened is now the amount of money that's going to the university has been cut back. And so what are they doing? Are they going to cut back on the salaries, on the professors, on the administrators? No. They're going to raise the cost of tuition 15% here. And, of course, you know, 5%, I think, this year, 10% next year. That's a lot of money. It's going to cost another, you know, a considerable amount more for these young people going to college or for their families. And I think this is just the beginning. We saw riots over in London just a couple of days ago because they're increasing the tuition at the university. But I think they're going to have to, as they cut back more and more on the money, because the state of California doesn't have the money, why, of course, they're going to have to keep raising the tuition more and more. More and more of these young people are not going to be able to afford to go to college. And I think, of course, in the past, why we've had a large number of people going to college and getting college educations. I think this is part of a planned program to cut back on our universities. And, of course, an awful lot of kids just went to university just to have a good time. But I think an awful lot of people are never going to get the chance for an education or to improve themselves, and they're going to be forced into menial jobs for the rest of their lives. And I think this is part of an organized effort on the part of the people who rule our country. They're following the program laid out in the Earth Charter, written by Gorbachev, Marie Strong, and the nephew of the most wealthy man in America, David Rockefeller. And if you really think Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the two wealthiest men in America, you've been reading Time magazine for too long. But it's certainly, Stephen Rockefeller wrote the Earth Charter, where they call for the redistribution of the wealth of the world, equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which means we lower our living standards here and we raise them in other countries. But we never let the American people know, because they're too selfish to want to go along with that. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, do you think the average individual really understands what's going on?
No, I don't. Although they understand, what they do understand is, with the second QE, that they understand the more printing of money has got to do something to the value of the money. I mean, they might view it in a very simplistic manner, but I've heard that a lot, and you know, since that was announced, and we all knew it was coming for a very long time, but the new people, they understand. They understand the more you print, the less value the dollar has, and a crisis is coming, and of course that's what they're preparing. As they see gold and silver prices rise, it's only confirming their suspicions that problems are coming, because as we've always said, gold is an indicator of the true condition of an economy. And the higher that we see the price of gold rise, the more difficult our economy and our monetary policy is becoming. And I get very uneasy when I see large increases in gold. I mean, sure, we're all glad that we see the price of gold rise, but I view it as the higher the price gold goes, the closer to destruction this country is.
Well, Sydney, your listeners, people who listen to your shortwave program, should be well aware of what's going on, because you have Bob Chapman on there three times a week, and he certainly has basically the same message I do, or maybe I have the same message that Bob does. He's been out a little longer than I have. But anyway, of course, Bob makes it very clear that they're intentionally destroying our economy. This isn't happening by accident, and they're not doing any of the proper things to try to make it and resolve the situation. So are your listeners, I mean, do they comment when they call you? I mean, I'm sure you must get a fair number of listeners from your shortwave, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Our program, we really don't take call-ins, if that's what you're referring to. We don't, you know, we pretty much just talk throughout the program. But, I mean, as far as my clients calling in, certainly they do listen to the program, and you know, they are being educated. So there is a group of people that are being educated, and we encourage that, you know, they help share and help spread the education that they have obtained by sharing the various information and items that they can read, items that they can purchase from your store, the newsletter, Bob's newsletter, that they can share, spread around, and help other people prepare for what is coming, not only in their finances, but also with their food and their water, and other things that they might need in the near future.
And I think one of the most important things for anybody today is to have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through what lies ahead. Behind everything, there are powerful spiritual forces, and God does work in the affairs of men. And once you understand that, you have a personal relationship with Him, why, you're going to be prepared for the difficult times. And it may very well be that we'll lose everything we have fiscally and financially and materially. But if we have that faith in the Lord, it'll sustain us until such time as He determines it's the time for us to go home. Our number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver. Well, Melody, one more time, let's get your telephone number and your web page out.
Our telephone number is 1-800-37-
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
They want something from you. Your interest, they don't care about your interest. It's only their interest. So, I mean, if you hear anything, and I'm very interested in hearing what is going around with the various of my competitors across the country, if they're calling and saying things like, I believe you spoke to someone earlier, Dr. Stan, about trading circulated 90% for uncirculated 90%. But there's no need to do that. I mean, it's foolish. And fortunately, he spoke to you, I believe, and was able to get his product back and everything. But be very careful. Don't send your product to anybody.
Amen to that. Right now we've got Alan calling from Spokane. He said that silver fell, 90 cents, Alan?
Yeah, I just thought it's ironic because we talk about how they manipulate the markets. Well, you've been on the air. If you go on Kitco, you can see right now it's down, 85 cents in like a half an hour.
Well, basically, it's all manipulated. It's the rules are they win, we lose, and we can't react emotionally. But thanks very much for calling, Alan.
Okay.
God bless. Okay, fine. And Melody, thanks very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
Good night to you, too. God bless. And this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy the program with Melody Cederstrom, certainly one of our favorite people, and she does support Radio Liberty. But what certainly we get so many reports from Melody, you know, people who've been she's worked with, who've been very, very happy with her services. So certainly we hope that you'll make your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. And if you need information at all, you can always call our 800 number, information on long-term food storage, certainly on the Berkey water filters. You need to have a means of purifying water. Certainly on health products, you need to have health products that will help preserve your health and your immunity. And if you'd like more information, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watched the DVD, you need to, because you cannot understand what's going on unless you understand that there are powerful occult esoteric forces working behind the scenes. There is a supernatural realm, and the forces from the supernatural realm are energizing people to work towards this one world government. If we look and see what's going on, purely from a political point of view, from a historical point of view, from a material point of view, from a logical point of view, why a lot of it doesn't make sense. If you understand there are powerful spiritual forces there that are not imaginary, but they're very real, it does make a great deal of sense. And so we do hope that many of you will want to explore these things that we talk about. You'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get William Still's book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, Lynn Marzulli's Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, Tom Horn, Apollyon Rising, 2012. Apollyon Rising 2012. And believe me, we're moving into a very, very dangerous period, but exciting period when you have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you have any question about that, you always are free to call me at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope you go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs there on the Internet, on the satellite feed, 9 hours a day. You can, of course, hook up with Genesis if you have unlimited minutes on your phone. There you can listen 24 hours a day at our Genesis number, which is 760-LOW, that's L-O-W, S-O-1-1. 760-LOW-S-O-1-1. And then, of course, we hope you'll read our newsletters. You'll pull down our videos and the other section of videos on the web. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 11 November 2010. I hate to say it, but this is one of the two hardest days of the year for me. And for many of you, knowing that it is Veterans Day and knowing that veterans are not being cared for. This is going to be a different program today. We're going to dispense with the news because it will wait till tomorrow. But the stories you're going to hear today will not wait till tomorrow. There are some troops who never thought they would fight a bigger battle after they returned home. That was a battle to get their own government and military to care, to tell them what the truth is as to why they are sick, who did it, and to get the treatment they so deserve. Today, in the first hour, you are going to have the honor and the opportunity to hear from one of those troops. A man who fights that battle and his family. A man who, unfortunately, has been diagnosed with radiation poisoning. He suffers from what we've talked about so many times on the Power Hour. No, it is not Dr. Doug Rocky. Not today. We're going to hear from a young troop deeply embedded in the battle to get help and treatment. A story I find hard to believe. Even I, who've heard so many of these stories and who've talked with so many of the troops that have returned. You will hear from him and his wife in this first hour. In the second hour, you'll hear from a man, Dana Vasali, who wanted to know what that battle was like. Not in the military. He was a civilian. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan repeatedly as a journalist, to find out what the battle really is all about. In the third hour, we will talk to a man, Stuart Rhodes, with Oath Keepers, who is fighting the battle for them now. He and many other of those that have served and served for the right reasons are now standing for the Constitution, for this country, and I do mean truly standing for this country. You are going to hear some new things, new ways of the military joining together, that is, those that have retired been disabled, left the military, that are joining together in their local areas. That's sort of music to our ears. That's what we want to know is happening. We're going to find out what the tenor of the military is like, how the military feel that have returned home. I know this is going to be emotional. It's going to be tough. It is not nearly